Harry, let's talk a little bit about the Phoenix Project. How did that all start for you?
Well, it's been a project I've been working on for 20 years. It basically is like the Manhattan Project in World War II in the sense that it assumes that we need to make this industrial transition with wartime speed, which means you need to have the federal government, the president, the Congress, and private industry all working together for a common goal. And when we pull our country and its resources together and focus it, then very amazing things can happen, and we can turn this situation around just like we're going to change the course on the Titanic and miss the iceberg.
If you can show a way to make money with it, you know what? You might get a lot of people on board.
Well, here's the amazing thing. We are talking about turning oil companies into wind hydrogen companies. And there's some legislation we need to pass. It's called the Fair Accounting Act.
Okay.
And the reason you need that is because right now we are subsidizing oil and coal and nuclear power with federal taxpayers to make it appear cheap when it really isn't. If we stop those subsidies, and if we have a fair accounting that factors in the environment and healthcare costs, then solar-sourced hydrogen will be the least expensive fuel.
You mean we could also save on our taxes even more?
Well, you would create, this is a $6 trillion transition to run the United States.
$6 trillion.
Yeah, this is a $6 trillion program because we have to build 10 million of these wind electric systems. They have to be 1 megawatt on average each.
They'd be all around the country.
They'd be all around the country, and many of them would be at sea. In fact, the more of them we can put out at sea, the better.
Would you put little lights on them so nobody would run into them?
Well, these are going to be entire cities out at sea. It's going to be an amazing thing, and when people see what these wind ships look like and what the OTEC plants look like, they're no more difficult to build than an oil tanker. And the very companies that have this offshore experience are the oil companies. And as soon as they get a fair accounting system in place, then those companies, instead of putting all their trillions of dollars of investments in foreign countries to get the cheap oil, where they don't have to have any EPA or environmental regulations.
Right.
That's why all the investment's going out of our country right now. That's why we don't have any jobs in our country. But if this Fair Accounting Act clicks in, then the United States, all these oil companies, are going to be building these wind ships and these OTEC plants, because that's what's going to make all of the hydrogen that's not only going to run our country, but the rest of the world. And the shareholders in the oil companies are going to make out like bandits, because they've now locked into a much better energy source that has no pollution, no legal liability issues.
And you don't run out.
And you never run out.
That's the whole key, I think. And I think it's critical, because if we weren't relying on foreign sources anymore, there's all kinds of things that we could do positively, not only for this country, but probably for the entire world.
Oh, big time. And it would completely change our foreign policy as well, because we would no longer be importing energy. We would be exporting energy like Saudi Arabia, except it would be hydrogen.
When do you think you realistically can expect to see either your Phoenix Project up and running in New Mexico or a platform of windmills out in the ocean? When could this happen?
Well, our plan to run the entire United States, everything, 100%, is 5 years.
That's it?
That's it. Let me explain how that works. These wind machines that we're talking about are no more difficult to build than an automobile. If you look at the under the hood of a wind machine, it's got a gearbox, a brake, and an electrical generator, and a little computer control system. It's the same stuff that's under the hood of your car.
Sure.
You need 10 million of these units. How many cars do we make every year in the United States?
Probably that amount, I guess.
15 million or more every year. And we could be making more, but the economy's in the tank, and so production's down. It's hard to move cars these days. But if you're going to run the country on wind-generated hydrogen, all those factories are going to go full bore. They're going to be working 24 hours a day making those wind machines, which we could make enough of them in 1 year of production. 1 year of production to make the United States 100% energy independent.
Now, what are the possibilities? Because I've always had people say, why can't I have one of these little units by my house?
They can't.
And I'll generate all the electricity I need for my house.
They can, if you can get by with putting a little wind turbine outside your cabin or something. The problem is, if you're living in an apartment, that's not practical.
No, and also, let me ask you this in terms of aesthetics. And,
sure.
And I know you're going to probably say, you know, who cares? But, I mean, you're going to have a group of people that will say, I don't want to see windmills all over the place.
You have this issue today off Cape Cod where a developer wants to put a large 180-megawatt wind project right in Cape Cod's view.
They don't want them to do that,
do
they?
Of course they don't, and they shouldn't, because it's a big industrial project. That's a terrible place. Just like putting wind turbines in the Grand Canyon, it doesn't matter if the wind blows there. You don't want to do it because there's more important. You don't need to do that. Where we put the wind machines out in New Mexico in our project, which looks a lot like Kansas, the ranchers there love them because they make more money off the royalty from the wind machines than they do off their cattle and their crops.
How many wind machines do you have out there?
Well, it's 180. These are about 1 megawatt each, and they're about $1 million each.
Now, are they generating power for a region, for example?
Well, these systems that our project isn't being developed for would be for utility companies. The electricity just goes into the wires.
It goes into the grid system.
It does, but what holds the reason wind systems contribute less than 1% of our energy today is because the wind is intermittent. Even at very good wind sites like we have in New Mexico, the wind only blows about 1/3 of the time, and you never know exactly what part of the day that's going to be.
All right, so how do you compensate for that?
You make hydrogen. That's how you compensate for that. You take the electricity from the wind machine, you pass it through water, and you make hydrogen just like all the green plants figured out how to do.
Uh-huh.
And now you have something that not only can you store it, so it doesn't matter when the wind's blowing, because you can store hydrogen, unlike electricity, which is difficult or certainly not practical.
So you're saying use the hydrogen when the wind's not blowing. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right, and use the hydrogen to run jet airplanes and your cars and trucks. And part of the Phoenix Project, the reason we can do this in 5 years, George, is because we're not waiting for fuel cells. We're not waiting for hybrid vehicles. We're going to have everybody's existing car or truck or airplane, whatever you got, we're going to modify that engine and that vehicle to use probably liquid hydrogen fuel. Now, we can do that in just a couple of years.
Not too aggressive plan, huh?
And you will clean up the country. Every city, air pollution will just disappear permanently.